makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Ash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields. Folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, there's the one thing about the American, whatever he's a do, he's a do fast. In the morning, he's a rush to work in a subway. Later, he's a rush to lunch. Then he's a rush back to the office, a rush through his work, a rush home at 5 o'clock, a rush through his dinner in 10 minutes. And then he's a find out he's got nothing to do for the next 5 hours. That's the truth, Mamma Mia. Americans, they don't like to waste time on anything. Over here, the biggest thing is a quick service. A busy bee lunch is a 7 meal in 6 minutes. You get your pants pressed while you wait. And last week, I read about a cemetery that's got a special prices are cheaper, so people should hurry up. But this is so different for me. I remember a little town, Castellamare. Everything is go slow. When I'm always a milk of the cow in the morning, I'm a sit down first and talk to her. I'm ask her how she's a feel, if she's a slept a good night. And while I'm a talking, I'm a sneak out the 2 quarts of milk. In America, it's altogether different. Electricity. Comes at 4 o'clock in the morning, the farmers will wake up with the cow and he's a plugger in the wall. In 10 minutes, she's a push out 20 quarts of milk and the cow has got the rest of the day off. That's a big business, huh, Mamma Mia? Well, maybe I'm going to change it to American ways, too. Who knows? Oh, excuse me. I'm still coming in now, my countryman Pasquale, and if he's no big in a business, he's a big in a something.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Well, how's the business, the little banana nose?
Well, that's funny you should ask, Pasquale. I'm just thinking about that. Would it be nice if I had a big business and I go to the bank every week?
Go to the bank? What for? To fill up your fountain pen?
Well, I don't last. I'm going to be a bigger businessman some of that.
From a what? Selling old antiques?
Pasquale, you really think antiques is a bad business?
No, huh? Antiques is a wonderful business if you happen to be a termite.
Yeah, but Pasquale...
Look, Luigi, it's not so much the business you in that counts. It's the business of brains you got, and that's not something you could learn. If you're lucky, you're born with the brains. You get it from your parents. That's what they call heresy.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm not a good businessman.
That's why you need an accountant.
Canon, what's that?
Well, that's a fellow who juggles around with your assets. You know, liabilities and stuff like that. You know, Luigi, last night I had a talk with my accountant, and I'm really spreading out.
How can I say that?
Oh, yes. Someday I might get so big I'm going to open up another restaurant in New York. Best the spot, too.
Where is it at, Pasquale?
Right to the big business section on the corner of Dunn and Brad Street. Yes, I'm going to invest my money.
You are?
Well, it's foolish for such a big man like me to have all his money sewed up in a mattress.
You should have kept some of your blankets, huh?
No, you boob. I should invest it in a cash.
In a cash?
You wouldn't understand. Hey, tell the truth, I don't even understand my accountant. You know, they're smart fellas. They only went to high school.
Oh, well, let's get back to what you said about the plans.
I see you paying attention. Well, you see, I got this antique store of yours for a long time. Well, if I sell it, I can get what they call a capital gain.
No money, just the capital again?
Oh, it's a money, but I can keep them all at taxaways. Anyway, my accountant advises I should have sold it.
Yeah, but you're laughing as a face, huh, Pasquale? Yeah. Pasquale, you ain't really going to sell the antique shop?
Now it's my turn to laugh.
Yeah, but even if you sell it, I'm not going to have to move out, huh? I'm going to get a lease.
A lease?
Pasquale, what the means of this, huh?
You ever read of the small print to Luigi?
Well, what the for? When I'm a first to sign the lease, after I'm a come off of the boat from Italy, you told me small print was a Declaration of Independence. Besides, the printer was too small to read.
That's all right. You got one of them discourager leases. The printers are so small, you get discouraged from reading it. Well, get a magnifier and a glass, a little cabbage puss, and look at it for now.
All right. Mamma mia, where am I put it? Oh, yeah, in the cash register. Ah, here it is. Mamma mia, I'm going to read the fine print. All I'm going to see is a dot.
That's it. Here, give me, I'll read. If the property is ever sold, the lease is automatically canceled. Good, huh? My accountant will put that in.
Yeah, but Pasquale, you can't do this. You can't. Well,
don't get excited, Luigi. Calm down. Relapse. Maybe the new landlord is going to decide to let you stay.
You already got a new landlord?
Hey, that's right. And this party, I know, only likes their relatives to rent their stores. Maybe you can become this new landlord's relative.
Pasquale, tell me, who's the new landlord?
You'll find out. So happens that the new landlord is waiting outside. Oh, landlord! Landlord! Landlord!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little FHA. Rosa, say hello to your tenant.
Hello, tenant.
Luigi, I like you should meet your new landlord.
Hello, landlord. Pasquale, this can't be the new landlord.
Well, it is, and stop a gripe sinner so much. You see, my building was in a corporation. The taxaways, if I'm a seller, Rosa, the building is still in a family, she's in a new corporation.
Rosa's a new corporation?
That's right.
She's looking more like a General Motors.
Luigi, don't talk like that to your landlord.
And you're going to throw me out, and that's what you think is honest business, huh?
Luigi, I'm just following advice of my accountant. Rosa is my capital again.
Mamma mia, if your capital is again another answer, she's going to bust.
One more wise quack. You liable to be looking into the other side of the window, Luigi.
Rosa, please. I'm going to be your best tenant. Tomorrow is February 28th. I'm going to pay you the rent.
Luigi's a no-good with the rent. The Rosa's are renting this store only to a relative.
All right, from now on, Rosa, I'm your cousin.
Nothing to do. And the only kind of relative she likes is a husband.
Rosa, you mean I'm going to marry you just to keep this store?
I'm sorry, Luigi, but business is business.
No, you can't do this. I'm going to go to my night school class right now and find out something from them. They're going to figure it out.
All the time. Leave Luigi.
All right, class. Quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Hey, yes.
Mr. Schultz?
I'm here.
No, Mr. Schultz. Watch your diction. In a declarative sentence, you shouldn't raise your voice at the end.
Where then do I raise my voice? In the middle?
That'll be enough. Now, let's get on with our lesson. Now, class, I assigned you the chapter on verbs in your grammar book. Let's see how well you studied. Mr. Horowitz, will you tell us what is a verb?
With pleasure. A verb shows action.
Good. Give us an example.
Yeah. Mary skipped, jumped, ran, and swam all day.
Fine. Mr. Schultz, pick out a verb in that sentence.
Mary.
What? Does Mary show action?
I don't know, but if I did what she did, I would be pooped.
Oh, come now. Don't give up so easily, Mr. Schultz. We found out that a verb is a word that shows action. Now think, what did Mary do all day?
Miss Spaulding,
I refuse to be a peeping Tom.
Miss Ponding.
Not yet, Mr. Olson. Mr. Basco.
Huh?
Mr. Basco, will you tell us what word shows action?
Russia.
What? Why does Rosa show action?
Because she's going to throw me out of my store.
Mr. Basco, are you trying to be funny?
No, Miss Pauling, I'm not trying to be funny. Because all the mix-up is so hard, it's hard to explain. But if Pasquale is a seller, Rosa is a capital, she should again. I'm going to move because Elise is a maker. Pasquale so rich, he can move to Brad Street, and I'm done.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
Mr. Basco, if, as you say, Mr. Pasquale is evicting you from your store, I think it might be a good thing, finally. He's always taking advantage of you anyway. Why don't you find another store?
Sure, Luigi. You think Pasquale's got the only store in town? This is a free country. You can get any store you want. Your hobby, your opinion, any show, some spunk. Don't you be afraid of Pasquale. Remember, you are a man and you are healthy and strong.
Himmel, he talks like my draft boy.
We gave you the answer, Luigi. Go to some good real estate agent and he's going to find you a different store.
A real estate agent, huh?
Mr. Basco, I think that's very sensible advice. Take it.
Yo-ho, and I can give you the name of a very reputable gentleman, Luigi. He'll find you a new store in a jiffy.
Oh, friends, thank you for your help and advice. Yeah, I'm going to see Pasquale right after school and tell him he's going to keep his store.
Good.
Then I'm going to tell him I am going to find another store and this is a free country. Then I'm going to say that
enough,
I was...
Enough, Luigi, enough. By the time you get through telling Pasquale off, you're going to run into another month's rent.
Pasquale, I'm going to talk to you.
Sure, little cabbage puss. Sit down and we make plans about the wedding, eh?
Is there going to be no wedding?
Oh, you're going to elope, huh? It's a nice, Luigi. Tonight, when I'm not looking, you put up a ladder against the roses, the wind, to climb up. And when you come down, I promise you the whole neighborhood is going to be there to congratulate you.
If I'm ever carried or sit down a ladder, whole neighborhood better be there to pick me up.
Luigi, I don't like this kind of joke. So remember what your new landlady has told you, marriage or else.
Pasquale, I'm taking the or else. My friends advising me I'm sure to find new stores, so I'm going to real estate agent tomorrow.
Oh, so you're mixing your friends in, huh? Now the little chicken is a fly in the coop. Okay, Luigi. You just filled out your own death certificate. I'll show you who's a who's and what's a what. Hello. Hello, Mr. Lane. Listen, I just sold the antique shop like you was talking. I want you should right away draw up a paper so the new landlord can serve eviction notices on a tenant to Luigi Basco. He should be thrown out right away. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Good. Goodbye.
Pasquale, you're going to wait until...
Wait to nothing. I'm a true waiter. Now, Luigi, you're going to start moving your crummy antiques out right now.
Yeah, but please, Pasquale...
Luigi, you only got two choices.
That's so?
Yes, either you marry my Rosa or you become my son-in-law.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll add enjoyment to your daily work. No matter what kind of work you do, there are times when the pressure gets heavy and you feel the strain and tension. Well, millions of people have found that chewing gum is real help at times like that. You see, chewing on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum helps relieve that feeling of pent-up tension. It gives you comfort and satisfaction that just naturally helps you feel better and work better. Besides, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has a lively, delicious, real spearmint flavor that makes the chewing extra satisfying. So to make your daily work more enjoyable, chew healthful, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Keep some handy all the time. And now let's turn to page two of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'm no one to marry Rosa, so right away I'm going to see a real estate agent. And if I'm him, I want to see other real estate agents. Only thing I'm found cheap was a place for $15 a month. Was it not bad? But who's you going to buy antiques in a subway stand? So here I am in my antique shop, looking around for the last time, and waiting for Pasquale to throw me out. Hello, Susie.
Ach, Luigi, what's the matter? Didn't you go to see that real estate agent? Wasn't you able to find anything?
Susie, I went, I'm dead, I wasn't, and I ain't going.
Luigi, stop speaking shorthand. Tell me what happened.
What's the use to talk? Squally has got the only store in Chicago that's a cost of $30 a month with a free spaghetti dinner.
What's the good? He's always asking you to marry his big meatball. I'm sorry, Luigi. I shouldn't joke at a time like this. I didn't think it was going to be so bad, though.
That's all right, Schultz.
No, wait, Luigi. How much money have you got?
Schultz, please. I'm too proud to take money.
But don't worry, Luigi. I'm too proud to offer. Ach, Luigi, always you're so proud. Who says you got to be in the antique business anyway?
My heart.
Your heart. Well, listen to your stomach this time. You won't take money to keep you going. You got to eat. There's only one thing to do. Find a job.
A job?
Sure, lots of people have them. You go to work, and I'll store your antiques in the back of my house.
How are you laughing? Are you making a joke? Now, what do you mean? I kind of got a job, but what's going on?
I'm going to start your But then you can set up shop again.
But I got to set up a shop.
Now, listen, I got a friend, Harry Burlock. Then yeah. I got a friend, yeah. He's got a little gas station near my delicatessen.
Why are you laughing all the time? What's the matter? You don't
know. I don't know. And he told me, Harry Burley, my friend, he told me yesterday that his help had quit him. So I'm going to call up Harry right now.
Yeah, but you think I can do it? I'm never working a gas station before.
Oh, what? Millions of people never got married, but every year they take a chance. Hello, Harry. Harry Schultz. Could you use a fella for that job? You still got it open? Yeah, but he don't know much about cars, but he learns quick. He's honest, dependable, and he's going to work hard. What's in the sound? Okay, Harry, and thanks. Luigi, we did it. In a few hours, you're going to see how you make out, and then you can tell Pasquale to keep his rat-nosed store.
Yeah, but Schultz, where am I going to go?
32 North Maple Street, and hurry up, Luigi.
Well, I'm going now. Goodbye, Schultz. You're really a friend.
That's nothing, Luigi. Oh, but wait. When you wait on a customer at a gas station, you always got to smile.
That's right, smile. Be like me, Luigi. Always smiling, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Do you know anything at all about cars, Mr. Basco?
Well, I tell the truth to Mr. Welly. Only thing I'm going to know about the cars is the weather Pasquale to tell me when I'm first to come to America. Down across the street, if you see car moving a three blocks away.
Well, for the time being, you'll just handle the pumps. When a car drives up, you just ask if they want gas, check the water, air, oil. You'll catch on.
Oh, I'm hoping so very much. You think, Mr. Welly, you think I'm going to learn this gas business?
Oh, sure. You just watch what I do and you imitate. Monkey sees, monkey does.
Monkey sees and monkey does. That's a good
one. Right. Okay, now put on those white overalls and that little white cap and I'll start breaking in.
All right. Monkey sees it, monkey does it. Mamma mia, it's like working in a zoo.
Grab that car.
Okay, well, I'm sure to grab it.
Take care of
it. Oh, all right. All right. Oh, something that we can sell you today, buddy. We got a nice fresh gas, a fresh water, beautiful oil, and a soft tires is a pleasure to touch.
What? Hey, look, just fill her up.
Huh? Oh, sure. Fill her up. With the what?
Apple.
With the who?
Apple.
I think you got it wrong a place, Mr. She's no worker here.
That's the comedy, Mac. Will you now look? Never mind, Basco. How many, sir?
Fill her up. Apple.
Yes, sir. Check his pressure, Basco. Huh? Check his pressure.
Maybe I'm a better call a doctor.
Oh. Never mind, I'll do it. And for Pete's sake, watch me.
All right.
First, I wipe off the windshield. And... oh, darn it, there's a customer at the other pump. You think you can take care of him, Basco?
Oh, sure, the monkey says, and he's gonna do. Hi, yes, sir. Hey, sir, you want to act on the windshield, or maybe you like I'm sure to check your blood pressure?
I'm in a hurry. Five regular.
A regular what?
Gas.
Oh, sure, sure. The white stuff. What's your pipe he's using? That's so funny. There's an old little bell sound.
Hey, cut that out. Stop it.
Huh? Something is wrong?
You're pouring water into my gas tank.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Well, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to put the extra gas into your water tank.
Never mind.
Basco, come in.
Yes.
Listen, I asked you...
Yeah.
You...
Ooh. Look, isn't that a beautiful car?
Yeah.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brown. Hello, Mrs. Brown.
Well, how do you like her? Isn't she a beaut?
Oh, and how? Best looking car I've seen. Just got 9 miles on her, I see.
Uh-huh. If anybody scratched her fender, I'd kill him.
We waited 8 months for this baby.
That's what do you say? A coincidence.
What's a coincidence?
I was 8 months a baby, too.
Come on, Harry. We're having a bite while the car is serviced. You sit with us and tell us how to handle it, huh?
Well...
Say, you're not going to refuse us that service, are you? You got a man to take care of the car.
Well, I'm hungry.
Come on, let's go. Just fill her up, boy. And the right windshield wiper sticks. Uh-huh. Fix it.
Basco, be very careful. Uh-huh. Check the oil and water. Be very careful.
Yes. Oh, yes, and be sure those new tires are exactly 26 pounds. See you in a little while.
Sure. Mamma mia, I hope I'm going to remember everything. Fill up the oil with the water. Tires have got to be 26 pounds. Stick the windshield wipers on the right side. Mamma mia, I'm going to do a lot of work, but the car don't look so good. I'm going to get a gas in the front of the hole because somebody's already put the water in it. And... these are holes on the side that they don't go nowhere. Everything is dripping. Well, now the windshield wipers. Why he wants on the right, I don't know. How's it going to stick? Maybe I get some glue and paste on it. Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm asking Mr. Weatherly later. Here, let me see now. Oh, yeah. Now the tires I'm going to took off of the car. What he wants? Oh, yeah, he wants to shoot away 26 pounds. Well, where am I going to find a scale? Oh, here's the one in the front of the restaurant. Well, I'm going to roll over that. Here's the scale. Oh, where's the penny? Put them in the machine. Let me read. You will have a health, prosperity, and a good year. Mamma mia, that's a real fortune. Those are the name of the tire. Hey, but the look is away 110 pounds. How am I going to make it 26? Well, let me see. First I'm going to let the air out. All right, then I'm going to cut off a piece, and maybe it's too much of it. I'm going to go back and get a knife.
Well, certainly enjoyed our lunch.
Right.
Well, here's your helper.
Oh, no!
Charles, is that our tire?
Huh? Well, where's the car?
Oh, no!
Our car!
You committed suicide!
I'm ruined!
It can't be!
I'll sue you! I'll sue everybody! I'll kill that!
Pasquale.
Luigi, look out of you. Hair all mussed up, eyes a bloodshot, face a greasy, dirty, shirt a torn. What's happened?
Pasquale Schultz is a got me a job in a gas station.
They gave you a job of working around the gas?
Yes.
I better go outside and see if Chicago's still in Illinois.
No, Pasquale, please. Please, don't throw me out of my store. The only things I'm a lover is of my antics. I'm no good in other kind of business. I'm a tried out, but I'm a no good.
Luigi, if I owned the property, you could have stayed. But it's out of my hands. Rose is the landlord, and she wants to get married. Well, my son,
I give up, Papa.
Ooh, that's the one I like. That's the one I like, a fighter. Welcome into the family, little pumpkin ahead. And remember, you're just a little chicken. And when you try to fly away from the coop and to try out of your wings, in the end, you've got to come home to roost.
I guess you're right.
But let me warn you. Next time this little chicken tries to fly the coop, he's going to wind up with a fricassee. Now, about the marriage.
Hello, Mr. Pasquale.
Hello, Mr. Lane. That's Mr. Luigi Bosco. I'm glad to say we don't have to serve him with any eviction notice. He's marrying my daughter.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, then, it doesn't matter about the capital gain deal not being able to go through.
Huh? What do you say?
Never mind. We can talk some other time.
No, talk now.
Well, it's simply that when I saw you were turning over your money to your daughter to buy the building, I realized the government would hold that as fraud, and you don't want that.
You mean if Pasquale has got to be the landlord of the building?
Yes.
Pasquale, I'm free.
What?
Ross is no more my landlady. I'm free, Pasquale.
Wait, Luigi, let's be fair. Can we talk this over, my little chicken?
But sure, Pasquale, is there something I'm going to say?
What?
Buck, 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 buck. What to look like was it going to be very bad for me? Is it turn out not so bad? I'm back in my antique shop doing the work that I'm going to stand. And best of all, the work that I'm going to love. I don't want to make a lot of money like a Rockefeller, Mamma Mia. Because I'm afraid that Mr. Rockefeller's will become a millionaire from oil. Well, all I'm going to say is if he's a merit to working in a gas station, he's a deserve it. To your loving son, Luigi Bosco, a little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is just about the perfect taste treat to enjoy between your meals. When you got a hankering for something good to chew on, you don't necessarily want anything rich or heavy. And a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint just fills the bill. It's chock full of delicious spearmint flavor. It's long-lasting. And the good chewing satisfies you without filling you or spoiling your appetite. So, for a between-meal treat that's good and good for you, enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get a few packages next time you go to the store. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Bosco writes another letter to his Mama Bosco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dunham. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Bosco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Aunt Conrad as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Oak. Music directed by Red Bluff. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.